Blog Talk Radio. gonna be in love with me. I want you and need you to be, yeah, still in love with me. Yeah, you're gonna be in love with me. It's driving me crazy to think that my baby couldn't be still in love with me. Are you gonna be, say you're gonna be, and you're gonna be, and you're gonna be, and you're gonna be, say you're gonna be? Well, well. Are you gonna be, say that you're gonna be, still in love with me?
That was the late, great Luther Vandross. That's right, folks. The late, great Luther Vandross, but still in love. This is your host, your boy, Picasso, here with Love Fantasy. Tonight on Wednesday, I got a couple of few topics for y'all. And we will actually be keeping the heat. We'll be keeping the heat in the kitchen for y'all with some of these topics. So please, please, please stay tuned into our show. Call in. Want to make sure, you know, we keep things going for the night. Now, on Love Fantasy tonight, one of our first topics of the night will be interracial. That's right, people. You heard me say it because I had to go there with this one. Tonight will be interracial relationships. Are you for them or are you against them? Now, just to elaborate with that, I want to give a shout out to all my callers, all my listeners for tuning in to me tonight. Thank you so much. Here at GQ Palace, you know, we try to make sure we deliver the goods to y'all an equal amount of time. So keep tuning in with us for the night. Anyway, we're going to get back to interracial relationships. Now, people, let's be real. We live in the year 2012. Things have changed. We're not in the dark ages anymore. So my question to you tonight, to my callers, are you for interracial relationships, marriages? And I know this can get a little deep for y'all now, because, you know, some people, they kind of biased with things. That's, one side will tell you one thing, and the other side will tell you something different. We want all those sides to call in. So, as we come down to it, me, myself, do I believe in interracial relationships, marriages, things like that? Sure do. Believe in it a lot. I feel like during these days and times, it doesn't matter what color you are, it doesn't matter what creed you are, it doesn't matter where you come from. Love is infinite. Love is something that is so special, it has no definitions. You can't define love. Love is forever, so to speak. Love is something where you can sit there and look at the person that you're with, and they can be doing absolutely nothing, and that brings a smile in your heart and on your face. So with that, I would say an interracial relationship. Now, everybody got their own opinion, but I would say an interracial relationships. And I don't see the big problem with it. I wouldn't find a problem with it. But maybe, you know, I could be wrong. So that's why I need y'all to call it. You know, call at your boy. Tell me what you think. What's on your mind? But we're going to get into our next song by my boy Jaheim, which is called She Ain't You. So holler back at your boy. So, my fantasy.
Hey, let's do some old school for me. Hey, y'all, you ready?
less than you. And you just can't compare the two. The road to happiness leads back to you. Now since we've been apart, I done tried a few. Nobody's coming close to you. Oh,
topics tonight, like I was telling you in the beginning of the show. Once again, that was Jaheen, by the way. She ain't you. Our first topic for tonight would be interracial relationships. Do you agree with them? Do you disagree with them? What is your take on that? A lot of people would say that, you know, you should stay with your own race, things of that nature. I mean, look at the way this wake up. Some of the best people in history, little do you know, having, like, mixed and everything else like that. And I don't think a lot of people understand. Sometimes your heart, you can't control who you love. You may be like, listen, I'm a savior, a black guy, and it's totally nothing but black women. But it's just that one Spanish, or let's say Ecuadorian, or let's say Puerto Rican, or even Oriental woman that walks past you, and she just catches your eye, and that's all it takes. Sometimes all it takes is that first look. I know some of y'all out there, I'm pretty sure y'all got some wild stories. Some of y'all actually enter interracial relationships. So I want y'all to call in, especially, like, give your take on things, because, you know, we definitely want to hear from you. Now, Miss T, how are you? I see you on the line. You're here with your boy Picasso. Hello, T.
Hey.
Hey, Ma.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you tonight?
I'm doing very good. You don't love fantasies. What's your, did you hear today's topic?
Yes, I did. Well, my thing is to each his own, but me, myself, I prefer to stay in my own race.
Okay.
I think mainly that it reflects on the kids nowadays, you know. Don't get
right.
it wrong, because I do. I have a biracial granddaughter. You know,
okay.
my son has never dated a black girl
okay.
because
wow.
he say they're crazy. But like I told him, they're not crazy. A black woman just not gonna put up with your bullshit.
That's
blah,
right.
Blah. But you know, to each his own. I don't knock nobody for it, but me personally, you know, and I was raised up around predominantly white, you know, but I'm just speaking personally myself. I'd rather stick with my brothers.
Hmm. Well, I guess what, and all the brothers is loving you right now, so shout out to you. But, I mean, that's actually a good thing to actually say, because you know what, at the end of the day, I mean, to each his own, like they say.
Right.
Sometimes, you know, like I said, you really don't pick and choose who your heart loves. You just, I mean, it happens at a moment notice. I've known somebody who, actually recently I haven't seen in a long time, and mm-hmm. they were always on someone with my race and only my race, and that's it. And that's, you know, that's cool. That was whatever place
right.
you go. And then comes around, now mind you, I haven't seen this person in 10 years. And I'm just seeing him recently, and come to find out, I mean, he got him a white woman. I was like, okay, I'll feel you again. He was like, yeah. He was like, yo, she just changed my mind. And I said, wow. I said, you know what? You'd be surprised. Because love, I mean, love nowadays is very rare to find it. It's very hard.
That's true, you know. But like I said, I don't knock anybody for it, you know, because I had to end up living with it, you know, especially with my son. And now that this baby is in the world, you know, I can't say, you know, I don't want you with this girl. That's his choice anyway, you know.
Right.
My thing is, like I both told both of them, though, you know, the name calling, I don't ever want to hear that.
Oh, you know. Yeah.
I can't get into that, you know, so therefore. Okay.
I want to ask you a question, because I'm pretty sure a lot of my listeners want to know. Now, being that you have a biracial granddaughter, some people would say, well, listen, that's not my family. I do love them less. Do you treat your granddaughter any differently than any of your other grandkids?
No, I don't. Matter of fact, it's getting ready to be another one born. I have two grandkids, right?
Uh-huh.
Hey, he's been doing a whole lot of overtime. Better him than me, though. But I have two grands, you know, and she's my heart. She's the girl, and I got a boy, you know, but she's my heart. And, no, I can't see myself treating her any differently, you know, regardless.
Right.
I'm going to love her just
her
like just
color,
I love my grandson. Huh?
Right. No, I said because you don't see her for a color. You see her for who she is.
Exactly. It's still my blood in her, you know.
Right.
And it runs deep. When you blood with me, I'm deep with you. You know.
Right.
And this child is going to get older, and, you know, they're still in West Virginia. So that's one reason I brought my daughter up out of West Virginia. You know, it's too much prejudice still going on in the world, and people need to realize and learn we all bleed red.
Mm-hmm. Amen to that.
And if we go to heaven or hell, they don't have a spot for me, for the blacks. They don't have a spot for the whites, out Latinos, whatever, you know.
We all going to the same place at the
Thank
end
you.
Of the day.
Thank you. And like I said, you cut me and I cut you, or whatever.
Yeah,
we go
it goes on
red.
Like that, yeah. Exactly.
Oh, no,
that
I don't have
see?
A, no. No.
See, well, I mean, thank you, because my callers, they need to hear this. That's something that most people, they really don't get a chance to sit down and actually discuss with somebody. And, I mean, Ms. T, I thank you for calling in, for showing me the love
Not
of support.
A problem. Could I
and
request
congratulations
a
to you, too, once again. Oh, listen, you know what you're doing? If you want to make any requests, you can put all the quest downs. You can send it in, or when you know somebody comes, when you go to put it through, somebody will get picked up and they'll let me know. Okay.
Oh, okay, that's cool.
So all you got to do is call back in.
Okay.
All right,
thank you.
Thank you so much.
Have a good one.
You too. We love your GQ powers. Now, as you can hear, y'all listen, I mean, this is a deep subject. This is a touchy subject. That was T on the line. Now, see, you have some people who do have interracial family members. And, I mean, it can go either way. Some of you got some people be like, listen, that's not my blood because they have either, I guess I got to go down to the names, either the black blood or the white blood. And I mean, it shouldn't matter. To be honest with you, it really shouldn't matter because love is love either way. But we're going to jump into our next song on GQ Palace Radio. And it's going to be Lay It Down by Lloyd. Holla back at you, Lloyd. I don't only want those who just be like, listen, I'm for it or I'm against it. I want those to actually hit me up and be like, listen, if you're really against it, I mean, please don't pull no punches. My listeners want to talk to you especially. We want to know exactly what do you think about interracial relationships. Right now, we have Kim on the line. Kim, how about your boy Picasso? Kim?
Can I have your name, please?
Kim, are you there? All right, I guess I lost Kim. But once again, we're on the line with, we're actually on the air talking about interracial relationships. Now, do mind you, some of y'all out there, y'all must not know really too much about your background because you'd be surprised what you are mixed with. And I do want to let you know, you'd be surprised who you are mixed with and what you have in you. Some people like, listen, I'm just straight Caucasian, or I'm straight Puerto Rican, I'm straight Black, whatever the case may be. And it's not necessarily always true, because if you go and you go back into your roots, you will definitely find out that, you know, some things, you know, you're mixed with other people, believe it or not, other cultures, other races, things like that. And when it comes down to it, you'd be surprised, actually, like, who you're related to. Sometimes you get some rude awakenings out there. And with this, I'm just letting you know, just overall, people out there, you have to wake up. We're living in a new age. I mean, if I see a Black guy with a white girl, I don't hate on him because he switched races. Or if I see a Black girl with a white guy, I don't hate on her because she switched races, because you can't switch something that you're not. If you're going to be who you are, you're going to be who you are. But if you're going to love who you're going to love, that's all that really matters at the end of the day. All right? Let's see. I'm going to another song right now for y'all. And it's Going Down by Rolls Royce here at GQ Palace Radio.
Time on my hands. Since you've been away, boy, I got no plans. No, 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 no. And the sound of the rain against my window pane is slowly driving me insane. Boy, I'm gone. My love to you.
I'm not even gonna lie to you, yo. They just had me like in the studio, y'all just going, go with that. I know a bunch of y'all was up in your houses doing the same thing. But once again, I have to stop y'all on the phone lines real quick because I mean the phone lines got hectic. And you know, I wanna bring in one caller real quick because you know I had to bring the Rolls Royce in because that was hot, definitely hot. Caller, we have you on the line, Cobra. What's good, brother? How are you?
Hey, what up, man? What's going on, man? What's going on? GQ family, what's popping, man? P, what's going on?
What's going on, brother? Now, let me tell you what tonight's question is. Interracial relationships, do you agree with them or do you disagree with them? And
well, I don't got no problem with it, man. Like, you know, God put us here to do what we do. He didn't put us here for a black man with a black woman, you know what I mean? You put us here for men or women, so, you know what I mean? Ain't no limit to that, you know?
Nah, definitely, definitely, brother. Well, let me also ask you a question. Have you dated, all right, presumably I would take it that you are a black African-American, correct?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Okay,
yes, sir.
Have you ever dated outside of your race?
Yeah, of course, a couple of times, yeah.
Okay, was there any difference? That's what I'm going to ask you.
You know, some of them attitudes is different. At the same, they got their difference, but at the end of the day, it boils down to the same thing, just in a different format, you know? A woman
yeah,
is going to be a woman, you know
So you're saying regardless of whatever race you are, it doesn't even matter. A woman is still a woman no matter what color she is.
That's right. As long as she got a good head on her shoulders and a warm heart, you know what I mean?
Okay. Definitely. Well, Cobra, thank you for calling in. Tune in with your boy Picasso. That's what I want to hear. I want some more of my fellas to call in and let us know exactly what do you think about interracial relationships. Now, also, people, don't worry about this because we're going to be taking a turn on topics because our next topic will definitely be who are the biggest flirts, men or women? But first, we're going to finish up this topic of interracial relationships. Now, I got Kim. Now, are you back on the line with me, Ma? I want to make sure you're there with me. You there?
Yes, I'm here. I'm here.
Hey, Ms. Kim. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Doing very good. Now, my topic today is interracial relationships. Do you agree with them? Do you disagree with them?
Well, I would have to say I agree with them. I don't have a problem with it. But when it comes down to my children, I would like for them to date in the same race.
Okay. So, I mean, like, do you have any friends who may have somebody who's dating out of their own race?
Say that again, I'm sorry.
Do you have any friends that could be dating out of their own race or anything like that? And if so, what are your perspectives on it?
I have a couple of friends that, you know, they're dating out of their race right now. And
okay.
I mean, it's really to each his own. I guess I just, in this world today, it's extremely hard to raise, you know, kids that are biracial because of the teasing and, you know, where do they fit in with the black kids or the white kids. So I think it's a lot for them. And, you know, us as parents, you know, sometimes we don't take that into consideration. But kids are really cruel nowadays.
Yes, they are.
They're nothing like they were back in the day. You know, they're cruel right now, you know. And with them being so cruel, I mean, I would just say, you know, of course don't knock it until you've tried it, but don't eliminate your own race.
Right. Because most people, they definitely do that. They will sit there and be like, well, listen, they won't even give their own race a try or out of what they may have heard someone else or the affairs of what you see in movies and TVs. But a lot of times you have, like, the black woman is portrayed as the stone-cold, heartless woman, and, you know, she's just the epitome of life, and that's kind of bad because Hollywood actually does that. And the white woman is the easygoing, give it up and no hold on us. And it's not necessarily like that because, especially today in society, the way how things are and the way how times have changed, I mean, you would definitely see that, listen, it doesn't matter what race or color you are, we all have our moments, bottom line.
Yeah,
we definitely all have our moments.
But, you know, the sad part about it, too, though, is even though we're, you know, we're older and we're adults, there's still generations and generations that are completely against it. And those generations, they, let's just say, like, you know, in the white household where, like, they're raising, you know, white kids, you know, they're
right.
not so quick. You know, if they're older, they're not so quick to accept the fact that even you have a black friend, you know, so...
Oh, yeah.
I mean, nonetheless, I mean, dating, you know, one of their sons or
yeah,
one of their daughters.
It's completely unheard of.
Right. You know, something like that is like blackballed, you know, like there's no way.
Right. You're
you know, so
right. You're absolutely right.
You know, I'm not against it, you know. I just say, I mean, I've heard a lot of different stories of, you know, interracial relationships and stuff like that and, you know, certain
mm-hmm.
things that the white girl does that the black girl doesn't and, you know, how, like, some,
yeah.
you know, some black girls feel like the white girls are taking all the black men. I mean, you hear a
yeah.
lot of different, you know, things. And my thing is, listen, you know, we're all equal at the end of the day. You know, some people think that, you know, white people are more superior. But at the end of the day, we're all the same. You know, if you cut me or I shoot you, you're still going to bleed red no matter what.
And you know what? That's real funny that you said that because a lot of people feel like, oh, like, you'd be surprised. You hear these kids, like, white is better and black is this and that, and it's not necessarily like that. Now, Ms. Kim, I want to thank you for calling in because I'm going to definitely play this next one coming. This one, Ms. Kim, is just for you, okay? I got this one for you because you put a smile on my face for what you said.
Okay,
now, I want y'all to, you know, definitely at GQ Palace, I want to let y'all know that, you know, listen, we do this for our listeners. We do this for the love to get this out there to y'all to let y'all know exactly what's going on around these times and these days. So, you know, continue to tune in with us. Right now, we're going to play Charlie Wilson, my main man, Charlie. That's magic at GQ Palace Radio. Love you.
Good evening, baby. And welcome to the Charlie Show. Tonight, I'm going to be showing you things that you've never seen before. So just sit back and relax. Because tonight I'm going to be doing some things that no man has ever done to you, baby. Alright?
Oh, baby. Abracadabra, form of a bedroom. Now add a little candlelight in the scent of your sweet perfume, girl. Hocus pocus, now you in that cute little dress that I like. Now don't lose focus on what I'm about to show you tonight.
I can do magic.
Whoa. One snap of your finger, girl,
I'll perform a trick on you.
Oh, anything you want me to do. Yeah.
I can do magic.
Girl, all you gotta do is dim the lights
and I'll show you a trick or two.
Oh, baby.
Because I can do magic. I can do magic.
Now I ain't no psychic, but I can see what you mean, girl. And you don't have to write it, cause looking at your body I can read, girl. You're giving me the eye, and it's making me want you back, girl. Turn around, now can you guess what's in my hands, yeah. My trick on you, girl, cause I can do,
magic.
All you gotta do is dim the
light.
Oh,
I can do
magic.
I can do
magic, girl.
I'll make our flames disappear.
Been out of nowhere.
A hotel room with a pit.
And suddenly,
next thing you know, it's you and me.
I'll love you, babe.
Girl, no, I lose your safety.
What I'm about to turn
do.
The lights off and
call your wings just come true.
Wave my hand,
break my eyes, that goes your clothes.
Girl, that's something I want you to know.
Do it,
say the word.
Charlie had me up in the studio like, I can do magic. Hey, what's good, y'all? Y'all here with your boy Picasso here on GQ College Radio. Now, we're going to switch to the next topic, y'all. You know, this is all about love fantasies every Wednesday between 8 and 10, you know. It's your boy Picasso giving it up on the show. But hold up. Matter of fact, let me see something real quick. Okay, matter of fact, before I get to the next one, I'm going to take Mike, because I just got Mike to call him. Brother Mike, what's good? You there with your boy Picasso and Love Fantasies? How that?
Yeah, I'm here.
What's good, Mike? Hello? How you doing tonight?
I'm all right.
Hey,
I can't complain about it. I can't complain.
Now, what is your take on interracial relationships? Are you for them? Are you against them? What is your take on that?
I mean, I'm for them. I don't see nothing wrong with it. As long as they have that love for each other and respect, I don't see a problem with it at all.
Okay. So, I see that's a beautiful thing. Do you know anybody in an interracial relationship?
I know a couple of people in interracial relationships. I know a person, he's a white boy, and she's like Japanese, like Japan, like, you know, over there, you know, in that area. I know black people and white people that's in relationships. You understand?
Okay.
But I know a couple of people that's in interracial relationships. And as long as you have that love for each other, it shouldn't matter what your friends think, your family think, or anybody else think. As long as they got respect for each other.
Well, let me ask you a question, Mike, real quick. Have you ever been in an interracial relationship?
Yeah, I actually have been in an interracial relationship. It wasn't nothing long term or nothing, but I've been in an interracial relationship.
Now, what was your thoughts on that? Like, was there any big major difference where everything was it the same in cultures? Because, I mean, apparently it's not. Let's be real.
I mean, you got situations where the family might not want you into, you know, being bothered with that person because they're not their nationality. But like I said,
right,
if y'all have that bond, then it shouldn't matter. You understand?
Right.
Like the last caller, the last male caller that called in, you understand? Like he said, as long as the attitudes is different, the attitudes is totally different. But as long as I got that connection, it's all good.
Okay. Thank you, Mike. Definitely. I appreciate you for tuning in tonight. Because that's really gangster. Like what you said, I mean, the love has to be there, folks. And I mean, I really want y'all to understand that at the end of the day, love conquers all. I mean, love actually has been, that's the only one thing in the world that will actually calm somebody down and calm and bring peace to a lot of situations. For some people, I mean, listen, you got to learn how to love yourself and love those around you, no matter if they're fat, they're skinny, they're black, they're white. Sometimes you really got to, you know, get to know who you are so you can understand who's alive. Now, tonight we're going to switch the topic for y'all real quick because I got another topic on y'all now. Hold your feet on, because we're about to get into another song. But when we come back after the song, we will definitely be discussing who is the biggest flirt. That's right, folks. Who are the biggest flirts? Is it men or is it women? That's what I want to know. So now, the next song I'm going to bring to you is by my main man, R. Kelly. And that's Radio Message. You hear what your boy loves?
This is a radio message to my baby, and I'm begging her, come back. I'm sorry that I made you cry. I'm sorry for the rest of my life, and I'm sorry that I hurt you. Girl, I'm sorry for lying to you, and I'm lost without you.
perform and everything else like that. It just seems like tonight what will be happening is, I guess we will be cutting the show. We won't be going on until 10 o'clock, y'all, and I'm sorry, so sorry for that. But, you know, I know things come up. And, you know, the radio station lets us know how long we keep it on. But either way, it's cool. And you know what? That topic that we got on, who was the biggest flirts, I think I want to say that for next week. So that means you would definitely have to tune into me next week. Because the only reason why I'm switching my little lineup tonight is because the interracial relationship, I've seen my phone lines have blown up so much behind that. And I was going to allow maybe a few more callers to call in. But right now at this time, for the last 10 minutes of the show, I'm going to break it down like this. With the interracial relationships, and I mean the whole reason for me even bringing this on tonight's show, and it's funny, like I said, I saw a friend of mine, and he looked the happiest I ever saw him in his life. And I mean, I remember when he used to date, you know, females in his own race. He used to look like he was just so sad. And maybe it's a difference. Maybe he found out, like, you know, his connection. And sometimes, you know, they say God brings to you things that you don't even know. And the whole nine yards. So, I mean, it's just a little enlightenment for you. But once again, it's really good to broadcast all our fantasies every Wednesday night from 8 to 9. Well, tonight is going to be from 8 to 9, y'all. Once again, I'm so sorry for listening. Is, you know, the radio station, so you can't get mad at them. They do what they do. But so next week from 8 to 10 on Wednesday, you can hear me from 8 to 10. And we definitely be letting y'all know what's going on with that. Don't forget next week's topic. And normally I don't give up my topics before the day. I wait till the very last minute and I hold out. So you got one topic out of me for next week. Next week's topic would be, who is the biggest flirts, men or women? Because I think that's something that we definitely need to touch. And any aspect, this is Love Fantasies with your host, Picasso, every Wednesday night. We did have a request that was asked for early on by T. And Ms. T, I know I didn't get to you early on, but I told you to do something. I see you did it, and I love you for that, boo. So I think I'm going to choose your song for me to ride out with. Okay, that's the song I'm going to choose about out. So that's going to be the last request. That's going to be the last song that you're going to be hearing from us. So, people, once again, Little Love Fantasies, we thank you for giving us the listening. We thank you for giving us the opportunity to come into your homes and sit there and reach out to you and sit there and spend time with you. By the end of the day, once again, people, you must remember, if you love somebody, like even we had the caller earlier on who had a grandkid who was biracial, and she said she looks at her granddaughter like, you know, that's her granddaughter. She has another grandkid. There's no separation. A lot of times in life, we like to separate things. We want to separate the fat from the skinny, the black from the white, the short from the tall. And a lot of times if we just sit there and we just blend in, you never know. I mean, it's like making a picture. I mean, you need different colors, different paintbrushes. You need a whole bunch of different things when you're painting a picture. Yeah, I know it's kind of funny because I'm Picasso, I got you. But you need different things to make up a picture. And, I mean, the race, that just makes us more better, because when you mix and you sit there and you blend in and get to know other cultures, you start to expand your mind. You start to broaden your horizons. And that's something that a lot of people, especially in these days and times, they don't do. They want to stay where they're at in the confines of where they're at. And there's, like I said, it's not wrong with if you want to stay in your race or your culture. There's nothing wrong with that. So I want to let y'all know they're out there. Like, listen, we're all for that. But at the end of the day, I mean, sometimes there's other things out there. It doesn't hurt to sit there and actually try to find out what is going on out there, find out other new things. Now, for Miss T that called me in earlier, once again, Ma, you asked for a request, and I definitely got you on that. And it would be Chrisette Michelle, Blame It On Me. And that's what I'm going to be going out with tonight. So don't forget, to all my listeners of GQ Palace Radio, don't forget, y'all can blog us, y'all can text us, y'all can call in, and we'll always have somebody there to answer to your response and to pass you through the way you have to go. This is your boy Picasso signing off for the rest of the night, telling you, you know, have a good night, and we hope you enjoy all your love fantasies, brought to you by GQ Palace Radio. We're going to ride out with the request from T, from Chrisette, Michelle, Layman, or me. Love y'all. Peace.
Sometimes you can work it out. Sometimes you can't. Sometimes you force a watcher.